I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
I'm here with Suzette Webb. She is an accomplished entrepreneur. She is the founder of Light of Mine, and she has written two books, Moments of Truth and Blues to Blessings. We met Suzette at the National Publicity Summit, and I'm really excited to have an opportunity to have her come on and talk, because she's got some great ways that all of us busy and stressed out mompreneurs can make our lives a little better and a little less stressful. Hi, Suzette. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. So happy to be with you today.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how all of us, and I have to tell you, I very much, especially these last couple of weeks, I have to count myself amongst us burnt out and overwhelmed mompreneurs. And I know that you have some really wonderful recommendations about how to, you know, up our mom game.
There you go. There you go. So thank you, Tracy, again for that. And I think, you know, I have kind of like four keys to how moms can up their game. And we all want to do that. But what I really mean by that is, how do we prioritize ourselves without sacrificing our family? You know, and as moms, and especially mompreneurs, we always are faced with these choices day in, day out. I want to do this for me, but I got to do this for them. How do I take care of me without neglecting what I want to do for them and how I want to pour into them? And so how I define us, as it's been commonly defined before, we really are the glue. We're holding it all together. We juggle so many balls throughout the course of the day. But if there's one ball that drops, it's that self-care ball. Mm-hmm. So with my four key points that I like to say of how we up our mom game, it's all about focusing on us. It's really about pouring into ourselves so that we are better placed to pour in, or better positioned to pour into them, right?
Right.
And embracing the idea that self-care is not selfish. And I would hear words like this years ago, and I'd be like, they're speaking foreign to me. They don't know my life. They don't know all of the things. There is not one thing that I can put on the back burner. And if there's anything that goes there, it's something for me. But I found that one key point for me was that when I began to put myself first, when I began to just shift my thinking a little bit, I came back and I was a better mom. I was also a better wife. I was just a better person to be around. So when I talk about the four keys of upping your mom game, I use the game analogy, right? So the first one is that when you think about any kind of game or any professional athlete playing in a game, there's always a warm-up routine, right? They never just start and run out onto the court or to the field. They warm up first. And so I think as moms, we're really good about creating and setting routines as best we can for our kids, given all their stuff and all their activities. But we never set a routine for ourselves. So the first step is just, it's how we start our day. And that was a tough spot for me, because it's like my alarm goes off, I check my phone, I jump up, and I'm running. I'm making a lunch, I'm loading this one up early for school, you know, and then I've got meetings and calls. Maybe I'm traveling on this day, and don't talk about traveling, because then you're really thrown off. But it is just something as simple. And, you know, what you think about in the morning is, the first thought is, I don't have the time. I literally don't have the time. If you've got 10 minutes, 12 minutes, take that time and start your routine that is just focused on you, whether that's exercise, whether that is, you know, I have exercised with something blaring in my ear for years, right? I'm always listening to something. It's either music or Word of Mom, a great podcast or something. But now I just go out. I call them my God walks. You can call it your nature walk. It's just me and him or them. And I'm just walking for a couple of miles, you know, in my neighborhood, nice little path. And I just get to clear my head. Or I don't have time to do that. I need journal. I need something. But I start the day giving thanks, and then I go right into an activity that's just about me, even if that only activity is 10 minutes, right? And then the second thing is, I use language that moms relate to because this is what we do, right? And so time out. We are really clear, as overly used as that term is, of giving our kids time out, but we don't take time out for ourselves. And sometimes we're going through a day where we just need to shift the energy just in that moment, just in that moment. So let's say I'm in the car, right, and they're going haywire in the back seat, my phone's blowing up, and all of this stuff is going on. I just need to shift the energy. And so for me, that might be just turn that radio off just for a hot second and just do a little intentional breathing. I mean, it's what I have to do in the car. And I just simply breathing in what I want and just visualizing myself pushing out what I don't want. I just need seconds, just seconds to shift that energy. I use the car analogy because I think that's important, which is that, you know, what happens? What's the cost? Because if I don't shift that energy, the kids in the car are absorbing everything. If I don't shift the energy in the office, my team members, everybody around me is absorbing that negative energy. Mm-hmm. So in the moment, I can't change the whole situation. I can't do that, but I can shift the energy just for a second. That's all I need to do is to mix it up a little bit. And so I'm just trying to give us sort of these immediate tools that we can implement and reach for when we're in the throes of the moment, you know?
Yes.
The third piece, Tracy, and I'll be quick here, but the third piece is, you know, we are really good at setting play dates for our kids. We got them scheduled. They're going to do this. They've got the work. They've got the extracurricular, and then there's the playtime. And we never, ever, ever, and this was really big for me because I thought, okay, 10 minutes in the morning I can do. Setting a play date for myself is unrealistic. I just can't. There's just no time to play. And it's one thing that if you take time for yourself but you find yourself distracted while you're at the play date, well, then the play date ain't working.
Right, right.
But I really had to do it, Tracy, in smaller chunks, and it was just the me time. I don't care if it was coloring. I don't care if it was going to a movie by myself, hanging out with a few girls, but this is the step that I really came back a better mom, and I think that's the whole thing. How can I really take care of them, hold down my fort, but not neglect me? And so I have a challenge for all the listeners that, you know, you start with setting, you know, maybe 4 to 5 play dates a month, and you can set the time. I mean, it could be a 30-minute window. Maybe it's just you shopping or doing something, but you've got to take time for yourself to replenish and pour back into yourself. Mm-hmm. And then the final step is just celebrating our wins. You know, moms, as I call us, the glue, but we are the historians. We could tell you what happened in the family 15 years ago, right? We could tell you all the birthdays and all the milestones and all of those celebratory moments. We have to begin to celebrate ourselves more. And we don't do that. We celebrate others. And so when you're making a change, I don't care how crazy, how messy it is in the beginning, how incremental or small it is, I think it's important to celebrate that. You know, even if it's small, even if it's messy, even if I'm not totally consistent, I've created an awareness about me taking care of myself. I've aimed taking better care or prioritizing myself or my needs to some degree. And I'm now going to reward myself in some small ways. So those are the four key things that I think of, because here is the ultimate point of upping your mom game. You know, we have a thought that moms, to be a good mom, that means I have to put myself last.
Right.
And certainly there are times when we will have to sacrifice and really do put ourselves last. But it's not a way of life. And, you know, kids model what they see. You know, I had a conversation with a mom that just made it all perfectly clear, right? Now her daughter's 35, she's married with kids, and guess what she's doing? She's neglecting her dreams and her desires. She's
right.
putting herself last, and she's modeling what she saw her mom do.
Right.
So to reverse that, it's like we have to behave like the parents we want them to become.
Right.
And so this whole mindset of, you know, that's that myth. You're not a good mom unless you're not putting yourself, you know, unless you aren't putting yourself last. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. I think there are seasons when we sacrifice. But then our kids need to see us be resilient. They need to see us have our own priorities and our own dreams and desires and need to see us pursuing those. And mompreneurs, that's what we're about.
Right, exactly.
We're wearing so many hats. But the self-care piece to keep from being burned out, because that's what happens. We don't want to tell anyone no, right? And we're doing it all for everyone, and then we're last. It's just like I said, we juggle balls. That's what our eyes open, and we start juggling. Even if we're not physically juggling, we're juggling them in our head. We're not even out of bed yet. We just opened our eyes, and we are just inundated with all the things we have to do in that one particular day. And I'm saying, we got to become the parents that we want them to become, right? You don't
Absolutely.
Want your 35-year-old daughter neglecting her deepest desires because she's continually locked into this place of putting herself last. But you know what? All psychologists out there and all the research shows our kids often model what they see, even
of
as
course.
Adults.
Yeah. And what was the moment that made you realize that you needed to up your own mom game? When did it become
that's
clear
right.
to you that this was important?
That's right. And I will tell you, Tracy, and kind of bringing that over into my business, since I have been doing that, oh, my goodness, my voice, my ability to be more decisive, how I run, you know, it's almost like you're vibrating at a different energy level. You really are. And you are, you know, more attractive. You know, I see it playing out as being a mom in my home, show and how your kids and spouse will respond to the change in you. It's like, and they get used to it. They get used to it like, oh, you know what? Mom's doing her thing right now. And they have adjusted over time, and it's a good thing to see mom taking care of herself. And I think it also shows up in business too.
Yeah,
if
for
I
sure.
might add, which is important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely. I'm going to take a quick pause just to say thank you for our sponsors for today, and then we'll be back to hear a little bit more from Suzette about how to put this into practice in our lives.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook, Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo-Kind Campaign. Thank you.
Okay, and I am back. So, Suzette, tell me, how did you get to the point where you were able to listen to your own inner voice, and, you know, how did you get past the struggle of understanding that self-care is not selfish?
Right. Well, that's a great question, Tracy. And I tell you, if I may go personal just a little bit.
Of course, please.
I know I'm among a good audience, you know, and you guys keep it real, which is what I love about Word of Mom, right? And quite honestly, you know, it was a little bit of a, that's what I mean. My book is Blues to Blessings, and let me tell you, I was blue. I was a mom who was blue at a time. I couldn't even really get to a place of appreciating any type of abundance because I just felt overwhelmed. And so one of the things I talked about was I just felt trapped between who I was, who I really wanted to be, and who I felt I had to be. And there was always sort of that conflict there. So when that happens, you're hearing two voices. It's like, you know, the moment I step out and I want to do something, now there's that self-doubt. There's that other voice creeping in, and I'm not feeling strong enough to be secure in what it was that I needed to do. Now, for me personally, my relationship with God or your higher power, that piece had to increase for me because I was, and for me personally, let me just tell you, this was not about going to church or some building every week. This was really about, and it doesn't mean that I don't have a good church home, but it was really about me being in relationship with the higher power or whom I call God, that gave me a little bit more of the strength to do that. But I then just had to get honest and say, I had to stop this because I've got a business. I'm projecting the image that all is well, but really when you look behind the curtains, all is not well. And I began to do some real work because I knew that I wanted more. I had no idea how to go out and get it. And so I was on the fence about leaving corporate America and starting my own job. Thank goodness, starting my own business, you know, goodness, I'll almost be in business this year for 15 years. So
wow.
Very, very grateful for that. And I often say, Tracy, that, you know, I leaped from my comfort into my miracle. And that's what I mean, because sometimes our lives can be so comfortable to us that, and it's not comfortable necessarily in a good way. It's predictable. We know what we have here. We know what we have there. And we're afraid to take that leap. But I'm telling you, sometimes when you take that leap, you can take that leap and never look back. So, you know, it took me a while to come around. But some of the things that I got to a place of doing was when I, first of all, acknowledged that there really was an issue, acknowledge that I really want it to be more. I want it to be more. I adore my family, right? But I knew that there was something more for me. But when you're listening to your inner voice and then you're hearing a couple of voices like, girl, you can do it. And then the next voice is like, girl, are you crazy? No, you can't.
Right, right.
It's like, well, what am I going to hold on to and what can I do? So I have learned to listen to my inner voice even when everything around me is telling me to ignore it. I've learned to do that. That inner voice has been strengthened by me having my own quiet time. So when I talk about starting my day, I do my little God walks, call them nature walks. It's just nothing blaring in my ear, and that looks different for everyone else. Maybe for someone else, that's just taking a quiet bath, if you can feel that. Maybe it's riding in the car on a particular occasion with no radio. You would be amazed at what comes to you in the silence, right?
Mm-hmm.
I also had to do a little work around overcoming the need to save everybody else. And I had to do what I often call as detach with love, right? You don't just cut it off. But you detach and say, kiddo, you know what? I want the absolute best for you. Let me help you get to this point. But after that, I'm going to pull back a little bit because I now need to focus on me. Very, very helpful. I did have to do some work. I had little issues from childhood in my past. So I had to, what I call is addressing the complexities of my past. But when I went back to do that, oh my goodness, did that fortify me in my business and being the CEO and founder of my company. I just became a stronger leader, more confident in where I wanted to take the business, where we had been, and it was just, I really began to see things show up, not just at home, but also at work. And last, I just began to just take each step one day at a time, Tracy, just to embrace the new path. I was no longer in denial about, I'm going to bury my head in the sand and I'm going to put it off and do it next year. I'm going to do it next year. You know, I took the bull by the horn and said, finally, I'm going to make this leap. And I talk about in my book not always having the buy-in from my husband. I mean, at one point, God forbid, I thought we were going to go in different directions. You know, because we didn't have the support, but we came together. We put it all out there. We said, you know, nope, this is something we want to do, and we're gonna figure it out because our love reigns. You know, is more than, you know, going after something like this. So we're gonna just do it together, and or he's gonna give me the support. And this year we'll be married 22 years. So,
congratulations.
You know, it is possible. It is possible, even after I wanted to kill him a few times.
Well, I'm sure. And so, Suzette, I'm really curious, like, how he and the children sort of responded when you made this change, because sometimes even when a change is for the positive, like you were saying, people get comfortable where they are, and so it's not always easy to make these transitions. So how did they do with all that?
And in the beginning, it kind of wasn't, because it's like, I'm always used to mom being here. I'm always used to. Now, that said, I didn't for the most part miss a school meeting. You know, I prioritize. I was there available for homework and science projects. I sat on the local school council. I didn't miss things like that. But I was really clear about carving out time for me, and I learned to say no with the brightest smile on my face. I really did. Mm-hmm. I learned to say, you know what, I love you dearly, but this is me. I got to do this. And initially, I would get, you know, maybe some poked out lips like, oh, mom, I can't believe it. You know, I would get that initially. But here's the key. I would come back to them better. Now I'm fully engaged. I'm not resenting the fact that I'm here. I am fully engaged because I poured into me. And you know what my husband said to me? He said, you know what? You've been talking about being a better mom. You're not only a better mom, you're a better wife too. So go do your thing. You know, so it could be a little rocky in the beginning, but I just kept taking a stand to say, guys, I love you. I support you 200%. Now I need your support. And you know what? They gave it to me. And it wasn't as nearly as hard as I thought. My husband knows, don't even think about doing anything with me early in the morning or getting me to steam this suit or do this or do that. I can do it, but I got to do it after I take care of me. Nothing right. comes before that. If you right. you don't want to take the bus this morning to school, I can drive you, but guess what? If it's at the time that I'm doing my walk, can't do it, my friend. You got to hit the bus.
Right, right.
If it's good when I get back, you know, that kind of, and they learn to respect that. And for yeah. me, I'm in a house with all men because of my husband and three boys. Oh. So they really do, in my mind, learn, you know, that saying, we teach people how to treat us. And yep. that can be very true even in our families. You think about that outside of your family, be very true inside our family. It doesn't mean that they don't love us dearly and respect us. It's just that they've gotten into the habit of responding and treating us in certain ways. And it doesn't change until we make the shift. And I always believe in doing that in a very positive way. I start with, you know, I love you dearly. You know what you mean to me, but I need this for me. And I would greatly appreciate your support in helping me to do that. Goes a long way.
if we want to purchase Blues to Blessings, how do we do that?
Yes. Well, let me just share with everyone that it is a 5-star rated right now on Amazon.
Wow.
So
awesome.
So you can go on Amazon. It's Blues to Blessings. The subtitle is Moving from Fearful to Faithful. But Tracy, when I tell you I let my hair down, a lot of what we talked about, the rough patches in my marriage where I didn't think we were going to make it, but we did, the leaving corporate to start my own gig, the whole listening to my inner voice, the dealing with the childhood complexities, you are in that book with me as if you're a fly on the wall in all of the scenes. So
wow.
It took me 5 years to get it to that point, but it's out there and it's doing really well, and there's nothing more heartwarming than to see a perfect stranger just get on there and write a review and give it the star rating and just talk about what that book has meant to them and how it will help them. And you can also visit my site, Blues to Blessings, right on the, as soon as you click on, there's the book trailer that gives you just kind of a little synopsis, what inspired me to write, what was that moment where I felt like I cannot go on another day. There has got to be a better way that I can do my family piece and also, you know, look out for my dreams and desires too, or not neglect them. And so look at the book trailer, look at the reviews, and you can click on the book icon on my homepage, which will forward you directly back to Amazon.
Great. And you also host a podcast. Moment?
I do. And now that is more of a spiritual podcast, but I tell you what, the moment you visit my site, it pops up. It's a daily subscription, so it's heard here on Moody Radio Chicago. And I know what I call it? It's 2 minutes of inspiration just for time-crunched people. And who's more time-crunched than a mompreneur, right? Just to start your day out positive. I have people telling me, you know what, I brush my teeth and I listen to you. But it's called the Be Moments. So if you visit bluestoblessings.com and click on podcast, you'll see like, you know, just a whole array of messages. And there's a cloud there, so it's all bucketed. So if you need a message around, you know, doubt or fear or hope or inspiration or encouragement, whatever, you can click on all of the topics. We have beautiful graphics to go along with each message. So people just go on and click, like, what picture is speaking to you right now? And they click on that picture, and, you know, you can either listen to or read the transcription of the audio. And, again, the audio is only 2 minutes.
Wow, how cool. Suzette, this has been really great, and I really love hearing from you because you've given us a lot of really wonderful tips on how to have less stress. And I know it's definitely a thing for me as I'm learning about, as you say, you know, that by actually caring for myself that I can do a better job and be more there, more present for everyone in my life, as opposed to just, as you were saying yes to everything and just trying to do and do and do and do and
that's
driving
right.
yourself crazy. So that's really wonderful. So
that's our mantra, Tracy. Self-care is not selfish. That's what I
love it.
Listeners to take away today.
Self-care is not selfish. Everybody repeat it after us. Self-care is not selfish.
And look, that could be a tweetable moment. Self-care
yes.
is not selfish.
Very much so. Very much so. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I hope that you'll definitely stay in touch and keep us posted as things progress with you. And thank you so much for sharing with us today.
I will do it. I will do it. Thank you so much, Tracy. I had a fun time with you and your audience. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Same here. Make it a great day, Suzette.
Okay. Bye-bye
All
now.
Right.
Thank you so much for listening today. Be on the lookout for another Healthy Habits with Tracy and Ellen tomorrow. And we'll be sharing another friend that we met at the NPS, Ted Larkins, on Thursday. Remember to make today a great day. Be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. And a big thank you to Kelly Lewis, Wendy Kilman, and Robin Kelly of Smith Sisters Bluegrass and Boys and the Bees for our amazing closing song. Remember, the brave, strong, bold woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yeah, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you. Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.